And ask the so-called Calvin, ask the so-called Nichelle here also, sir. She's informing ask the so-called Jabari right now that you're on the phone, sir. Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, sir.
Who's there?
Ask the so-called Chantel, ask the so-called Monique, ask the so-called Jabari, ask the so-called Nichelle, ask the so-called Calvin and the children, sir.
Yes, sir.
And answer call Lorraine just called, and she said that they're sitting outside the jail right now waiting on answer call Warren and answer call Cynthia to come down from the visit. They were scheduled for 5 o'clock, but they're still there, and it's about, I think it's going on 7. So they're just sitting down waiting on them to come out.
Yes, ma'am. I see them moving a lot. I just see them headed out towards the house.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. I just seen them pulling out.
Because she just called about 2 minutes ago.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it takes about an hour to get to the house, don't it?
No, sir. No. It takes about 30 minutes at the most.
But I just seen them go by.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to open in the name of Allah, God, who came in the person of the Master, Wallace, Jesus, Allah, Muhammad, in the name of the last and greatest apostle, the Muslim, the last Muhammad, in the most holy name of Muhammad. Sajjala Lahu and Assalamu alaikum to the degree of the greatest master plan of the year of our Lord of hosts, Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, and Master of the Muslim Rajah Muhammad the most, in the fourth month, 1994, through the works of Master J. Win the door.
Sajjala Hu and Walaikum Salam to the degree of the greatest master plan in the year of our Lord of hosts of April the 5th, 1994, through the works of the Master J. Win the door, sir.
Okay, there was a question that was asked about Master Wallace C. Farah Muhammad, but it was already asked a long time ago, but you haven't been able to get into those particular tapes as of yet, about Master Wallace C. Farah Muhammad being a unisex being. We refer to Master Wallace C. Farah Muhammad as a male gender aspect in the sense of the man of it, but he's also unisex and is able to change sex.
Oh, yes, sir.
He is not, always remember that he is not a hermaphrodite.
Yes, sir.
He is a male gender capacity.
Yes, sir.
But our presence to Allah, God, the presence of Master Wallace, for our members, there's a lot more has to be gotten into that particular understanding before. But it's all in the knowledge that was given upstairs, and all in the knowledge that's been accumulated for the last 2 years, but not to be released or to get put into the book form as of yet.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, well, I was asking, how did you see her sister answer, Mama Sukha Sajana?
Yes, sir.
Briefly.
About a house?
Yes, sir.
What kind of vibrations you picked up off of her, and you know, this is all just for clarification of clairvoyant style communications of sense of tuning ability and stuff.
Okay, sir, when she came in, she seemed pretty pleased to see everyone. They just, basically, she came in, went to the bathroom, changed her clothes, and she left out. She was pleased with the house. She said it was a beautiful house and that it was real big, but other than that, they were here for about, at the most, 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Yes, sir.
So y'all didn't get to speak to her that much. Well, that's one reason that Allah, God, and the President of Master Wallace, Muhammad, is blessed, and the Most Honorable Muhammad, have prescribed for us to have I said you have to buy more material and make more gowns, and you're always supposed to carry gowns with you just in case.
Oh, yes, sir.
So you always have supposed to have a backup gown for any accident or something like that that you're supposed to carry with you. That's putting security on top of security on top of security.
Yes,
and Allah, God, and the President of Master Wallace, Muhammad, is blessed, and the Most Honorable Muhammad, caused it to happen this way in order that it wouldn't happen to happen that way with y'all.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But our praise is due to Allah, God, and the President of Master Wallace, Muhammad, is blessed, for the message of the Most Honorable Muhammad, that we must get it out. And another thing, too, see, you got to remember this here. It says that in the Bible that the captain of the secret captain of the Lord of Hosts, who later became the secret captain of Joshua 2, which was Farrakhan, it says that it was like he was standing with his sword drawn. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but it tells you in the Bible also that from out of the mouth of the one likened to the Son of Man go a two-edged sword.
Yes, sir.
So you have to understand what this interpretation of the sword is all about. It doesn't necessarily have to be a physical sword like what you see that they will utilize to take the devil's head with.
Yes, sir.
But it has to be that type of sword. It can be the two-edged, because remember it says, I will come against you and war against you with my two-edged sword that goes out of my mouth.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So that means that this captain, the secret lord of the captain of the secret lord of hosts, has a sword that is a two-edged sword that can cut both ways, which is his tongue.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, we can see that this thing still points a thing at the one likened to the Son of Man being who he is and not standing there with a physical, real sword drawn against the man.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, in having this sword drawn against the man, we're just talking about his linen being dirty, but his linen has to be dirty in order for him to fulfill the prophecy, because we write history and go out and make history fulfill itself. So he's right on time, but we still have to play out the role.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it true?
Yes, sir.
We're not just because he's there with his garment dirty and different things, and we know that Allah controls everything. We're not supposed to just sit there and smile. We're supposed to play out our particular role, too. So we're supposed to speak on that particular mannerism. I'll pray that due to Allah, God, the presence of the master, one of the people, I'm going to say, but listen, but I'm not sure it seems as if our tongue, the sword in the tongue of my mouth, is drawn against him.
Yes, sir.
And talk against him, but I'm not talking against him. I'm talking about the works and the way that he's doing things in order to fulfill prophecy.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it true?
Yes, sir.
Because if you hate somebody, hate destroys the hater, and I'm not into that.
Yes, sir.
And at the same time, though, we must provoke them. So in provoking them, because Allah God, the Prince of the Master, the Prophet, the want us to provoke them, called shock therapy. So that's why we're supposed to find eventually through the janitorial, the J janitorial, Allah God, the Prince of the Master, the Prophet, the Prophet, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, J janitorial service, through the Western Master J janitorial service, that we will get the financial funds and build up more capital, be able to employ the brothers, the sisters, and the brothers as we pick them up from the hidden university, or as Allah God, the Prince of the Master, the Prophet, the Prophet, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, brings them into the fold out there. We got to have a place for them to be able to be employed at.
Yes, sir.
And at the same time, accumulate more funds so that we'd be able to purchase the restaurants and the businesses that we have to have facing the temples of the businesses that that the first resurrection is supposed to have up this way.
Yes, sir.
Well, them, if they come out of there, they come out of their business, or they come out of their temple, we want them to be able to look straight up our mouth.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That they see the progress that we are gaining and see the holy and God that we get, and that makes a book of remembrance written to them.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it true?
Yes, sir.
And so therefore, they're trying to approach us, and that's one reason that Allah God, the President of the United States, I'm going to say, our words go before us in order for you to be able to know that why we got to frisk everybody when they come to the door.
Yes, sir.
Because with the mentality that Allah God, the President of the United States, has in them, you can tell they can come with the mentality, well, I'd like to just get my hands on them or shoot them or blow them up.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So Allah God, the President of the United States, caused this worship to go before us to know the real reason that we bend God and put security on top of security by shaking him down at the door. Not so much as we're so concerned about the devil as much as we are concerned about the unknown enemy. Who is the unknown enemy? Ones that are the first resurrection that was the sheep, but now they turned into, they got on the sheep's clothing, but they're into the wolf state right now.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Not themselves right now, they're the sleeping giant.
Yes, sir.
The sleeping bride who went to sleep. So when you're asleep, you know you can sleepwalk.
Yes.
You've heard of people that walk in their sleep.
That's right.
Well, Allah God, the President of the Master, the Prophet, the Messenger of the Prophet, but utilize that to tell you that the bride is asleep, although they're sleepwalking. And in their sleepwalking state, they got the wolf man character on them.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that means that they would take on the nature and the character of a wolf man in their deep sleep. So that means that they would bite you and give you rabies and stuff. So therefore, we have to search them when they come to the door, no matter who they are.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
But we will teach on Allah God and the President of the Master of the Prophet, Muhammad, and especially the Most Honorable Muhammad, and teach that Joshua is Farrakhan. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
other people
sir.
Are trying to run around and say that Joshua is Aaron. But Aaron did the work of the golden calf when Moses was there before the people. And so therefore, Farrakhan didn't do no works like that when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was before their face.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise to Allah. Where did the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad even point an arrow? Or where did Mr. Farrakhan even point an arrow? For him to where did Master Wallace Keith Elijah Muhammad, Jehovah Yahweh, whatever they wanted to be, point an arrow and say with their physical mouth that Joshua or that Farrakhan is Aaron? No, the believers, the sleeping, walking giant is saying that.
Yes, sir.
Allah God and the President of the Master of the Prophet, makes the sleeping bride, makes statements, because when you sleep, you talk about it. You talk out of your head that you don't even know what you're talking about. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to ask you again, who's there? I always like saying that because it always makes me think about that school thing when you go to school, talk about knock, who's there, and stuff like that. But who's there again?
Answer on Muhammad so-called.
Who's there right there by the mic?
Answer on Muhammad so-called Monique.
Answer on Muhammad so-called Chantel.
And that's it, sir.
Okay, well, I just wanted to be sure of who was right here by the mic.
Yes, sir.
And I was talking to you. You gave me the general description of everybody that was there in the dwellings of the house, except those that are there
hearts, Master Wasi Farm, Hominous Messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the works of the Master J-Man, has most of us here in the house really looking at ourselves, trying to be focused on how we are within ourselves. And in that, we tend to be a little, I would say maybe not afraid, but we don't want to look at that part of ourselves that we need to deal with.
But you got to understand this here. All praise is due to Allah God in the presence of Master Wallace. Allah Muhammad, you can fool the people sometimes, but you can't fool the people all the time. And so therefore, Allah God in the presence of Master Wallace, Allah Muhammad, his message, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, has his recordings being recorded so that you'll be able to, so that they'll be able to be placed back to you later. Now, what you were saying, so that you would be able to deal with what you see, Allah God in the presence of Master Wallace, Allah Muhammad, his message, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, is the only one that, through the words of the message, is the only one that's going to be able to deal with what you see.
Yes, sir.
You're not going to be able to deal with it, period. If you can deal with it, then you don't need a lot of time to present the Master Wallace, Allah Muhammad, his message, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Do you understand that?
Yes,
and so
sir.
When you make these particular statements, and you make a statement like that to around the believer people, that around those who are not believers, who are just trying to learn, and you tell them, say, yeah, we're trying to deal with ourselves, then you're telling them that they have to try to deal with themselves, and it's not dead that way. Allah God, you have to come this way, and Allah God, the President of Master Wallace, Allah Muhammad, his message, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, deals with it. And if you come this way, it'll be the will of Allah God, the President of Master Wallace, Allah Muhammad, and his message, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the works of Jake.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, you just can't subject Allah God, the President of Master Wallace, Allah Muhammad, his message, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, comes to free you from those type of thoughts. Those are the type of thoughts that was put up there in order to keep you dead, to make you think that you're capable of doing something and you can't do it purely yourself because you didn't even do what was dead to you right now.
Yes, sir.
Allah God, the President of Master Wallace, Allah Muhammad, his message, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, did that. So therefore, he made that statement be made from your mouth so that this here lesson will be put on the tape, which is already on the tape, squared back down the way, but you have been able to have all the tapes played to you right here. So therefore, when you're standing before the people, you've never utilized Allah God, the President of Master Wallace, Allah Muhammad, his message, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, once known to you on the conscious level, that you were never on the conscious level by association being on the similarity, but you were never on the conscious level. Ever say, well, you see, I'm trying to take a look at myself so I can better deal with myself, or I'm trying to look at myself. No, Allah God, the President of Master Wallace, Allah Muhammad, his message, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, is making us take a look at ourselves so that we'll know why he's dealing with us the way that he deals with us and make us into ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All praise due to Allah God, the President of Master Wallace, Allah Muhammad, his message, the message, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that he makes you understand what I'm saying. Because in actuality, you cannot really understand what I'm saying anyway. Only Allah God, the President of Master Wallace, Allah Muhammad, and his message, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, can give you the understanding of that, especially through the works of Master J.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God, the President of Master Wallace, Allah Muhammad, especially for the message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. When they come through the words of the Master Day, and he prepare you where you get Kesh, Shavon, Shavi, but you just don't go out there and just let it all hang out just because you say, well, he runs the show with us. I can do this here and that there and say that out there. He caused me to do that there and that. That's not the way it's here.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God, the President of Master Wallace, Allah Muhammad, just like when you understand, learn to understand that there's no such thing as right and wrong. It's all about fulfilling, but you can't give that to somebody else because it'll be like contributing to the downfall of somebody. Could be made to look like that, even though Allah God, the President of Master Wallace, Allah Muhammad, and especially the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, controls the show, because then you're a justified person just going out there and say, well, I tell you what, I just go out and fuck a dog, excuse the expression, because and if anything happened, well, it was God's will that I did that, but we don't play that way.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you have to be careful of making that statement that there is no right or wrong. There has to be a symbolic of the statement of right and wrong and symbolic of left and right, black and white, in order to learn the way that everything ought to go and the way it was written. That's what we wrote, and that's the way it's going to be written to be brought out into the reality of what's up, folks.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God and the President of Master Wallace, Allah Muhammad, especially for the message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's why Allah God and the President of Master Wallace, Allah Muhammad, told the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and all the believers during that day and time and those that he was raising. about that.